So, I mean, does that hold up? Can you actually get up there and build something on your 1 acre?
Who would stop me?
Well, that's whoever thinks they own the moon.
Right, that's the thing. Who owns the moon is who controls the moon.
Well, that's why this article is so funny.
Is that a rotary phone?
Yeah, of course the rotary. Yeah. Well, of course the rotary phone. What are you talking about? This is Jimmy's place.
It's advanced.
Have you noticed it's one of the smooth rotary phones, by the way?
It's top notch for a 30-year-old piece
for
of
1960s
equipment.
They're not easy to come by. I'm going to go right on eBay right now and look for a rotary phone. Let's see what it finds.
Rotary phone hanger dog. Yes, Gene, by the way, this does not have a microprocessor in it.
Yeah, no, it sure doesn't.
It's barely got magnets.
I don't think it has copper.
No, it's got copper.
Whatever.
Yeah, you guys may have a bobble of the Pope bobble doll, but we got a rotary phone.
It's got an advanced plastic shell.
You may have a mirror ball, but we have a rotary phone.
I'm looking here. It's a vintage rotary phone. The bidding on is $6.83. Cost $15.35. You get it for $20-$25. You can get one right here.
I love the thing. He goes, man, I buy shit on eBay just to look at it. I'll pay the postage on that. I just want to hold it in my hands.
Who says that, Jimmy?
Yeah. eBay gold, man. And he goes, man, and that guy, this guy was going to buy, he bought this thing, he's going to use it. This thing goes for like $100 on eBay at this garage sale. He's going to use it.
Unbelievable.
Yep, couldn't believe that. Well, I'll tell you.
People.
So, Jimmy, I'll tell you who owns the moon.
Yeah, who?
It's whoever controls it.
Well, it says, no doubt it would irk the people throughout the ages, like the monks from the Middle Ages who have tried to claim the moon was theirs.
But they're dead.
Yeah, they are. That's right. But I love this. A NASA working group hosted a discussion. I mean, like, who cares? There's an outer space treaty. Did you know that?
Oh, sure.
International law signed by 100 countries. Now, let me tell you something. If the first guy that gets there can actually, you know, commute, is going to own it.
Right.
I mean, whether you like it or not.
Right. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
And if it's K-Man, he can defend it.
That's right. Well, I was curious to know, did anybody do the little mathematics to find out how fast you have to fire a bullet for it to come around and hit you in the back of the head? So there's no wind resistance. So the question is, what's the... Is the escape velocity of the moon 1/6
well,
of...
1/6,
I mean, it's not a square...
It's proportional to the mass, you know.
Okay, so it's 1/6.
A mystery caller. Are you there?
Mystery caller number 2.
Oh, all right.
And Jack Rhodes.
Now we can start the Jack Rhodes Show.
We can start
the Jack Rhodes Show. So is that the intro music I happen to hear there?
Well, we had a little sly, man. You know.
Oh, man, that's awesome. You got to keep that nightmare roll. So that was a good, well-timed call. It's almost as if it was planned.
Almost.
Hard to believe.
Who in the hell
I did not realize. I mean, I couldn't have done that good if I tried.
It is now happening.
But how's it going, Jimmy?
Going well, and are you okay?
I am doing well.
How's
my exigent situation is lessening.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear it. How's Mrs. Day. Rhodes?
Mrs. Rhodes is doing much better.
I'm glad to hear that.
That's
much
very
better.
Good.
Okay.
Very
well,
good.
I'm glad to hear that. We're a little worried you were there for a while.
Let me tell you, if I were a litigious person, we would be having a fun time.
You know, this might be the time to start thinking about leaning in that direction.
I was just
there,
thinking,
Jack.
You know, Jimmy is a litigious person.
Oh, yeah.
And Jimmy could use the money. So have you got anything for us here? A little tidbit?
Tidbits. Well, do you guys have any news channel on right now? It's Hillary getting ready to speak at the DNC, otherwise known as the Democratic National Convention, out in Colorado. So.
No, we talked to someone about that earlier on the first
DemiCon.
DemiCon. I saw DemiCon.
I thought it
and it's out there, and it's full swing, and there's lightsabers and everything. and they're swinging around, and you know, Hillary for president.
Oh, really?
Okay. There's a little in your face. There might be a standoff tonight. That's why I've been doing research in the bunker here, of course.
in the bunker!
I have had my satellites, aimed east, and picking up all of this news coming in from your country.
Ah, okay. Right.
Right.
So is Hillary dressed up like Darth Vader?
I don't think she's made her entrance yet. It's either that or it's the old Princess Leia Jabba the Hutt costume.
Oh, yes,
sexy. Right. That's, I was thinking that might inspire the whole woman theme.
Yeah.
Let's really see what you're made of.
Right.
let me clean that up.
You're talking about Carrie Fisher circa 1977 is pretty hot.
Yeah, no doubt. She was 22.
Yeah.
So, as always, no Obama. You know, I'm enjoying it. It's just unbelievable entertainment to see this.
I like the fact that his initials are B.O.
What's that smell?
Bo don't know diddly. there's many great ones about that. So.
Well, this show is 2 days really too early to be handling that stuff. We'll have to cover that on the next Jimmy Doan show to find out. Of course, that'll be either during or just after the Republican NC National Convention.
Right, right. We might want to wait for both of them. Knowing us, we will.
Yeah. So anything else other than that? I mean, I tell you the truth, I've not watched a thing of it because I can't stand it myself. But anything, other than that, anything else happening in the bunker that we're supposed to know about?
Keep in mind that last phrase that we're supposed to know about.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You are being recorded.
That's right.
You're being broadcast.
This
I called from the red phone.
Man, exactly. Take the blue pill.
but not the brown stuff.
That's some brown acid going around. It's pretty
bad. You know, I was watching a couple of candidates speak the other day, and it really sounded like the season 7 of The Simpsons episode where Kang and Kodos are running for office. It was, upwards, not downwards.
Oh, yeah.
That forwards, not backwards.
No, it's twirling, twirling, twirling.
I love the part who was it, for abortion? He all comes out for abortion or something like that, and they got a big boo, and he turns right around.
Abortions for everyone!
Well, retroactively!
The best part I like was Bob Dole doesn't need that. Oh, God, that was funny.
I love the Stephanopoulos. He comes running up in the little van saying, you shouldn't be holding hands with your running mate or with your competitor. He goes, do you know any other better way to exchange protein strains?
You're gonna have a better way to exchange
long chain protein.
I'd like to hear it.
Boy, I'll tell you, the King of Kodos.
You got to vote for one of us. It's a two-party system.
Hey, he's right.
As Perot punches his hand through his hat.
Well, listen, lots of politics. So EJ's there tonight, right?
Yeah, I flew in on my
EJ,
broom.
Good to have you there.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry I haven't seen you.
Yeah, keeping the seat warm for me, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I cleaned up some of the cobwebs, man.
I know.
Is that your pet Black Widow up there hanging down from that other boom?
Yeah, I'm all about the Black Widow.
Yeah.
You're still up in D.C. most of the time, correct?
Oh, yeah, still.
Well, we might as well give a little plug to his Krishan chocolates thing.
Oh, yeah, brought us some chocolates, by the way. Yeah, they're good. I had one.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks, EJ. Yeah, I didn't see my box at the house after you drove 850 miles to come down to see me. I missed that box.
I hate yours, man. I'm sorry.
Right here, man.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Oh, great. Counselor's got him.
No, that's right. No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you following the Democratic National Convention there, or are you following D.C. politics in general? You're right there in the heart of it.
I'm right there in the asshole of it, man. I mean, if this country's going to get an enema, it's going straight into D.C.
I went to that little that website, what was it, glassbooth.org?
Yep.
And, I went to that thing, and it tells you, who should you... Like, in other words, like...
It asks you, 20 questions that figures out who the best person is. Your beliefs are aligned with that person.
Yeah, and the amazing thing was... Like, John McCain came out with me, it was 51%.
Yeah, me too, something like
and
that.
And then Obama and everybody was 49%.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and it's like, you talk about middle-of-the-road politics.
No, it makes perfect sense.
No, I know, it makes perfect sense. But the cool part was when I went and I picked another candidate, I put Ron Paul, and I was 90% match.
Right. And see, now, if you think about it, though, and our listeners, I'm sure, know this, libertarians are about 50% Democratic, 50% conservative.
Right.
I mean, because you want to... Libertarians typically want there to be conservative fiscal policy. And you know, not liberal. Spend a lot of money, except, you know, do whatever you want, just don't charge me for it. Right. Don't make me pay for
it. I would say, like, if you're going to use the word conservative, I would say 50% liberal, 50% conservative.
Right.
I wouldn't say 50% Democratic.
Right.
No.
50% conservative.
Well, I say, you know, it's either 50% Democratic, 50% Republican, or...
Exactly. Or like I agree.
Conservative, liberal, whatever. But it makes sense that half of the issues you'd agree with the candidate on, at least...
On one side and half on the other, right, and then, of course... Right. But we put it all together, we're 90% out there at Ron Paul territory.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Right.
And, of course, now Bob Barr is coming to town. He's a Libertarian candidate.
Yeah. So now, when is that?
I think it's in October.
Oh, he's coming to town here? Oktoberfest!
Yeah, I think he's coming during Oktoberfest. Going to give his, he's the Libertarian. You know, him, he was...
Is he going to speak down here at the Paramount? Or what,
yeah, one of the, no, I think he's going to go over at the university someplace.
Oh, okay. Are we going to do a remote show? Are we going to get him on tape?
Could very well. You know, why not? Yeah, I mean, we could have him on. I don't see any reason why not. Find out.
Well, we have press passes.
Yeah, he'll have
that I can
of
make
time
tonight.
We can make up some press
right,
passes.
Right, exactly.
Why do you think we have photo
Exactly. I can laminate them whatever.
Yeah,
man.
We've got a laminator. As a matter of fact, I found my laminator.
There you go.
I didn't realize that I had it down in storage, and I found my laminator.
No,
I
mean, well,
I
got that from your fake ID days?
Well, you know,
Excuse me, I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
It's Rolling Stone's backstage passes of the steel wheelchair store.
Right.
Other than that.
Someone holding up the blue background behind you.
Yeah,
little inside joke there, but a lot of people.
You can see their hand coming around the blue
that makes you 21.
That's cool. It. Okay, so other than that, nothing. You know, as I say, well, there's not much to talk about until this thing's over with, and we can would be just wild guesses. And I don't even happens tomorrow anyway.
When it's over, it is exciting, but it's exciting right now because it's. I mean, it's happening live. You're watching them get down and dirty. You know, right now there's a lot of the Hillary going on. They have all, you know, there's hundreds of people, you know, sporting Hillary in the crowd here. Is she going to come out and bash Obama? McCain's obviously been using some of those great quotes from her, basically saying, you know, McCain will bring a wealth of knowledge to the White House and Barack Obama will bring a two-minute speech.
No, he'll do more than that. But the main thing about Denver is I just wonder what the hooker situation is out there. I mean, you got to figure there's like 40,000 people out there.
Let's get down to the most important.
No, this is really what's important because you think about a lot of those delegates are just like minor
well,
little...
Well, the hanger dogs are out there. Aren't they doing a man-on-the-street type thing out there?
Actually, you know, Jimmy, it's actually more than 50%, I believe, are women. This year in the
Democratic. Okay, that's fine. I'm only concerned about the guys. You know, as right. we say, nasty word.
18% that aren't gay, Indian, or women.
I'm just talking about. Look, here's the deal. There's like 40,000. I don't know whatever. There's supposed to be 70,000 show up at the stadium. So I don't know how many delegates there are total, and all the hangers-on and everything like that. But so let's say there's 40 or 50,000 people out there that normally aren't there. Half of them women, half of them anyone who knows. That means at least there's 10,000 guys out there from. You know, East Tennessee, Alabama, or something. They've never been out of town. They're one of the, and they're looking for some action.
They're going to Lushy Leopard.
And whatever. And my point is that I'm thinking that there's got to be an importation, a serious importation of some decent looking hookers.
Definitely.
And I just was curious to know what the hooker situation is and how easy it is.
Well,
did the prices go up or down? That's what I care about.
Well, I agree with you. They're certainly not hooking up with any of the female Hillary supporters.
I can tell you that
all you got to do is turn on channel 38 to see what that's all about.
I did a little research on this, and there's actually a hooker circuit.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Alex Curtis always doing
like an electric circuit.
No.
Like there's hot spots, and there's a little tour that you kind of go on, and there's places that you go, and you kind of graduate to certain places depending on you know your rates and how hot you are. And
well,
stuff
I mean,
like
let's
that.
Get a little more specific.
Well, they follow the NASCAR, you know, there's a certain breed
right, well,
of hookers
that, right,
follow
not,
the NASCAR
so,
circuit.
So what I would say that I would guess that the DNC is on the circuit.
Gotta be.
I mean, that's gotta be.
The richest, most powerful white dudes in the...
Yeah, I mean, and we're talking about people, some of those people got some serious money.
Yeah.
So at the airport...
It's ours.
The what?
It's ours, exactly.
Yeah, they got serious money, it's mine.
No, I'm talking about the lobbyists.
Well, yeah, well, all right, yeah.
The lobbyists are out there, you know, they're paying $1 million for one of those high-flying seats to watch the speech, Obama speech, and, you know, they probably have a little change left over.
Yeah. Each one of those seats comes with a hooker. What are you talking about?
They're damn sure getting a number nine out there.
Number nine.
Well, number 69. But that's pretty cool. So what do you, hang out at the airport and you wait for them to fly in? Or you, at the bus station? Or
he's trying to get the lowdown on this.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know.
How do I get in on this?
Here's a guy who's sure there's, I mean, other than this, me, I'm sure there's at least one our listener out there
who
wants to know.
Here's a guy who manages an escort site and he can't tell us the lowdown on the
right.
I gave that up a long time ago.
Okay.
Well, that was back in the day.
That was just to get me through college.
Which was a Wednesday, by the way.
okay.
There's a lot of, like I said, Okay, so Jimmy, there's a word.
Well, there's a lot going back and forth. There's a lot of punches being thrown from the Clintons. You know, Bill's been getting a little too
grabby.
He's been getting too vocal about his. About his hatred towards Obama and some of the things he did to his wife during that, how he's acting, pulling the race car, this and that. So
they were tough on her.
So they've been trying to keep. Apparently, they've been trying to keep Bill quiet.
Not tough enough.
Been trying to keep him, you know, out of the spotlight. Of course.
Oh, like what about said, the race? Are the race warlords out there? Is Jesse out there? I want to cut his nuts off at Jackson.
Jesse is no longer. His services are no longer required.
Really?
That's right. He has been replaced by Mr. Obama.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
As the representative.
They cut the nuts off coming. I forgot about that.
Oh, my God.
How could you forget that one? He's had so many crazies, but that's got to. That was his.
He's finally getting a black president, and he wants to cut his nuts off.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's not getting a piece of it.
Yeah, well, that's why
he's not even getting an invite to the Lincoln bedroom.
See, Jack, you weren't here earlier when Jimmy was talking about exactly that. You know, that Al Sharpton and Jesse are going to be on the ropes at this point.
Oh, they're hurting.
Yeah,
they're trying to start their own White House.
They're going to turn white. They're going to do a Michael Jackson.
They're going to do a Michael bleaching.
You know what's crazy? They might have to go back to the religion thing.
Well, of course, you know, let me tell you. You know, it's funny you should say. I have it in the other room. I'm making a list of the of what the charlatans on the TV will send you for, quote, free. And it's there's a new thing. It's a new wreck. Of course, one of these preacher charlatan guys figures out a miracle cloth, for instance. Well, then somebody else comes out. His is a red miracle cloth. And there's the oil. And there's the miracle water. There's the miracle manna.
We got Jimmy Doan water if you need some.
it's yellow. But
excuse me.
It does anoint you very well.
No, it's clean, bought from a local convenience store.
You call it a convenience store.
It's recycled.
Yeah,
it's from a public source.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I think about those things that
it
they.
It works great on jellyfish stings. Sorry, go ahead.
I have no idea. We've gone way away from whatever.
That's like Missy 3K.
Yeah, I missed. I'm lost.
Did we? I didn't hear the digression music.
No, yeah, because no. I forgot even when we digressed from the digression.
Yeah,
I'm lost.
We digressed so far, we're back.
So yeah. So anyway,
always ahead of the curve.
That's right. So the next
we're always ahead of the curve on our own show.
Yeah,
we digress so
we're
far.
Talking,
we come back around to what we were originally talking about without us even knowing about it.
You think that space is warped? We're talking something here. We're talking about several dimensions that people don't even know about. Okay, so next thing I wanted to get going through here was the space junkies. Who owns the moon? I was glad to see that I got a.
I got you a piece of the moon for your birthday.
I know,
there.
I love that.
So you got an acre down there of Callisto corner? Or something,
I don't know.
Like that,
there's
no?
A little spot. I got a picture of where it is.
Right.
So
right.
That's kind of cool.
And then that was from the lunarembassy.com.
But we've already. So we know. I think it was years ago we talked about this. That China's going to go up there and scarf up the the stuff to sell on eBay.
Oh no.
I don't pay for
and
their
in
thing.
Fact, actually, good reminder there. If you click on the JimmyDoan.com website, if you go to promos, it now does link you to the shorts page.
Oh, cool.
And then that particular one is called China Moon. And that's like a, yeah, we went up there. We stole your moon buggy. Mm-hmm. We drove around like golf car. We wrecked it.
We wrecked it in the Sea of Tranquility.
Your flag and no derum no more.
Oh, yeah, we cover over Neil Armstrong footprint.
Mm-hmm. No, so I know what you're talking about here, Jimmy. So we have the outer space treaty. That's a joke.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, not even worth the paper it's printed. Why would anybody
sit there? Sounds good.
No, well, the thing that gets me about this is, yeah, I know it does. But it reminds me a little bit of these people a lot. Some of these people on TV and that just talk. I mean, and they actually get paid to do it. You talk about people that are worthless. I mean, when you watch C-SPAN or some of these other places, it'll say this guy works for the nonprofit organization, you know, some organization that does whatever.
The
He's executive director. And I'm thinking, you know, they've got a whole bunch of people. They take donations. And what do? They put out a position paper or something. I mean, give me a break. There was this thing the other day. I was looking at it up in Georgia. There's a fairly prominent
Russian tanks.
Well, no, it was. I'm trying to think what it was. They issued a paper that came through, and I went to their website to try and figure out who they were. You can't find out. You literally can't find out who these people are. You can't find out anything about their budget. You know, and yet they are quoted time and time again. They testify all the time.
Testify.
They testify. You know, they so-and-so is the executive director, and then the deputy executive director, and this girl, and they issue all these things about the budgetary situation in Georgia. And their big thing is they're totally nonpartisan, but their big thing is raise taxes. We need to spend more money in the government, and so forth. And okay, they may be nonpartisan, but they're big, you know, like commie people or whatever it is. But I decided to go there and find out exactly who these people. You cannot find out. I mean, literally, it's a CIA thing. I don't know what it is. I was trying to figure out, don't these people like to have to file a budget? Or if they're tax exempt, don't they have to file a tax return?
If they're 503C or whatever
it is. But my point is, it was interesting. I Googled until my fingers wore out. And I mean, there was like no electrons left in my computer after I had Googled so many times. And I still couldn't find out anything about these
stealth charities. You know,
I'm serious.
Send us your money.
I mean, you know, they have an address and everything, but it would be interesting to me.
It's a post office box.
What you do is these people have big long articles in the Georgia newspaper, and about what should be done and so forth. And they're quoted all the time, and yet no reporter bothers to go over there and knock on the door and say, hey, who could we see your paper? Could we see, like, where do you get your money from?
Please? Well, this outer space treaty, I mean, basically, if I recall, it's what, 100, 125 countries or something?
Right, 100.
Stating the moon and all celestial bodies, you know, are owned by everybody.
Right, exactly.
And until we get there.
Right, exactly.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, nothing is owned by everybody. That's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, it is for now, just for sake of conversation.
Right, yeah. But the point is that if nobody owns it, then the person who owns it is the guy that makes up the
Possession
rules.
Possession is 9 times the law. Right. China and Israel, do you believe Israel is one of those that's just trying to get on a lunar project? And, of course, there's the Google Lunar X Prize.
Ballistic lunar project is what they want.
why does it surprise you that Israel's getting it on?
Just does. I mean, Israel's like the size of the Jimmy Doan studio here.
Well, I know, but they're on top of it.
They want to send all the Palestinians up. They want to give them their own place, so they're going to try to take over the moon.
That's not going to work. I mean, I don't think it's going to work.
Isn't Israel like 100% funded by the U.S.?
Pretty much.
I mean, they don't have any exports, do they?
Oh, yeah, they got
Jews,
tons
right?
of...
No, they do pretty well, but they're unfortunately, they're a bit of a socialist-type organization. But, yeah, we send them $4 or $5 billion a year.
But they've got
would be nice to have over here.
Well, and that doesn't include the donation part of it. I mean, that's our tax money. I'm talking about then there's, I'm sure, some donation type money.
Oh, huge, man. Huge.
So, yeah, they're not. But anyway, I just surprised me. I mean, why doesn't India or Pakistan or somebody have a lunar project, I guess?
Captain, may I have a word with you?
No.
It's an emergency, sir.
Come back when it's a catastrophe.
Yep. Okay. So anyway, the question he said is this: how do you get activity going if the moon is owned by everyone at the same time? And they do that. I mean, that's a moot question. Like, who cares? Until you actually get there with a gun.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, until you can build a fence
right,
and
right.
shoot the guy who comes again.
Ma, there's somebody coming across the fence.
Yeah. The one nice thing, you know, now let me ask you this. So
buckshot here, goes a long way when there's no atmosphere.
So that means that you couldn't like start a fire, probably.
Well, if you have a flamethrower.
But I mean, where does the smoke, is the smoke that like wouldn't go up in the air?
Just you don't
like,
need no smoke them.
I would just pump it straight into the moon.
Yeah. No, that'd be fun. I'm
just pump all the garbage, everything straight into the moon.
Well, I mean, no. What I'm thinking is you drill
down. Just start fucking it up from the inside out.
You just drill down and you rip out all the gold that's in there. You know, the moon's made completely of gold. You know that, right?
It's not cheese. The sun is solid gold.
Yeah, they thought it was cheese, but it's yellow, but it's actually gold. So there's some incentive. All you Jimmy Dolan fans out there, build space.
Things, let me tell you, if it was, believe me, we'd have already investigated. We'd have already ripped that thing apart. If it was, although interestingly enough, if it was, it wouldn't take too much gold before the inflation would ruin it for everybody.
Right.
Okay, so much for that. I'm done.
Okay.
The next thing I had was ankle device to keep track of students.
They've had
why
ankle
not?
Device.
Oh yeah.
But here's for truant students.
This is Texas or something, right?
I mean, not non.
This was in Texas.
San Antonio, yeah.
Yep. All right.
I can't believe this
GPS deal, right?
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine the schools? We've always talked about. I've always said in the past that the school system can be measured about how bad it is by the following. If you don't go to school, they send armed people out to your house, they take the kids away, and they throw the parents in jail, and they put the kids with DCF and take them. That tells you how bad the school is. You don't
so
need to
these,
know.
These are kids trying to, they're skipping school.
Right. Right.
Well, and so.
So now they're going to put an ankle bracelet.
How many times do you have to skip before you get a bracelet?
10, I think.
10? Well, that's going to be like, that's going to be a badge of honor.
Yeah, well, what can I tell you?
Will they give you more than one?
Yeah. Seems little enough to ask.
I mean, you get a little more bling bling.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Man,
can you choose
four.
Your own style? That's it.
Yo, I got three.
Yes. One for each leg and one for each arm.
Shit, man, I pierced my nose with one.
And they know where my left leg is and my right leg.
And my middle leg.
Man, wow. so well, you're talking about
how
Jimmy?
Many kids do they have under this?
I don't know. I mean, they're, well,
around
I don't
100
think,
or 5 or 2 or what?
It says here she anticipates about 50 students. Will wear the thick ankle bracelets during the 6-month pilot program to be announced Friday.
And thick is not a good word for the women.
No.
I don't like that.
Do we have a picture of this? Can we put a link to
it? I got
it.
Oh, here he comes. Here he comes with the link. It didn't take him too long.
No.
Oh, we'll put a link to that. Jack Rhodes.
Hey, man, he's got a good web designer, man. Lots of links.
That's right.
Hey, well, I want to see a picture of this thick device. It might become trendy.
Well, you know what would be kind of fun, of course, would be as soon as somebody gets one, it's like everybody get one to jam up the system. You know, just to be part of the crowd. I'm going to have one too.
Well, right. And they come down and clear everybody out of the pizza joint at noon.
Maybe just blow up an EMP device at the school and knock them all out.
Well, what happens, here you got this bracelet on. What happens like if you walk into your normal red lead shielded room?
My room is
your normal.
Your regular old.
Right, yeah, your old normal, regular, lead-shielded your bedroom.
Your normal, you know, your normal safe room that you've got there where you do, you know, where you're doing your homework.
Right.
Right. Jimmy gets back to the original question, which we haven't even discussed yet. But, okay, so they have this bracelet on you. Okay, they know you've skipped school. They find out where you are. What do they do? Do they come and get you with guns?
They hit the button.
Yeah. Did they really send three people out to get one kid to bring him to school?
It ministers a little shock.
No, they send the cop out after a while.
Yeah. That's the thing. It'd be like that thing that Nate Plissken had or whatever.
Nate Plissken.
No, you're right. They need the button with the ejection.
That's it. So we'll put this bracelet on, and if you don't show up, it takes your foot off.
No, it doesn't take your foot off. You just go to sleep for 8 hours. Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be something to be...
You know, whatever you're doing.
Which simulates the classroom environment. You know.
What else is new?
Right, exactly. By the way, they get you in class.
Well, now, here's the thing. What I would think is, I want to see when somebody comes up with, like, a wristwatch that kind of looks like this, but it just blinks. Like, no GPS in it. Like, it just blinks, you know, like...
Yeah, no,
here's my monitor. I got my federal monitor. I got my state monitor. And
actually, there's a little money making opportunity.
So what
right
are you saying? You're saying like a faux ankle bracelet.
Exactly.
Right. Ah, I like it.
No, there's some money to be made there.
Right.
Patent that, man.
Yeah, but they probably have some.
Erase that off here.
They can.
I'm sure
that when they're monitoring you, and you rip it off and you put it on the garbage disposal, when that thing actually clicks off from transmitting or whatever, I'm sure that they notice.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you'd have to have some kind of like.
No, this wouldn't be for any effect to do anything, you know, on it.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, but the thing is, this thing, it says ankle bracelet or whatever it is, keep track of screws, but, you know, all you have to do is saw your foot off and then this thing's no good anymore. You know, it's just, I mean, just that easy.
It's easy to defeat.
Yeah. I mean, you eat defeat, eh? Is that what you, ebonics? I got defeat. Okay. No, the deal is you take your foot off and.
Any bear trap will do it.
Yeah. I was going to say. And then, they said that it raises privacy concerns. Well, really?
Look,
no,
if you want to see what they're going to do to the people, I keep saying, look what they do to the kids now. You know, they've got it so that they're acclimating them to.
Yeah. I mean, and especially if they like it. I mean.
Well, I like your idea it's just a fashion statement. Well, no, what'll happen is eventually, Eric's right. What'll happen is people will begin to carry small jamming devices. You know, you'll have your personal jamming device will be on you. It'll have
jamming device. But doesn't matter, man.
Like it's a gun. They use it to jam in your rib.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I don't know what happened. I walked in front of the cafeteria. Bam, went off.
No, but I mean, how long would it be before you could? You know, like they clone remember the old days when they used to clone your phone number?
Oh yeah, yeah. So
what you do is you clone the car, you clone the little bracelet, and you stick it in the classroom.
Right.
And then you're gone.
Right.
You know, there you go. We got it solved. As always, ahead of the curve.
Well, so you walk into the classroom, and what's there? The whole classroom is all the desks have got bracelets on them, and that's all that's there.
And what?
It's a classroom full of bracelets
and recorders.
That's awesome. All right. Well, Jack Rhodes is signing off. Just wanted to.
Okay. Well, good.
Wish you all that.
Well, you know, we expect you back here in the studio here pretty soon, you know, after
absolutely.
Long.
Absolutely. Well, like you said, we'll do one after the Republican National Convention, and then we can compare the two, and we'll have some, we'll have some fodder, no doubt.
Okay.
We'll keep your seat warm for you, buddy, but you're out of cigarettes here over here.
Oh, yeah.
Those weren't cigarettes.
Another pack of Pall Mall unfiltered. I'll bring them.
Yeah. Okay. No, but definitely, man, make sure that you give our love to your wife.
Right on.
Will do. Thank you all for the kind thoughts. I'll talk to you soon.
Right
okay.
on.
Hey, here you go, man.
Cheers, Jack.
Just a quick shout out to the Jack Rhodes Show. Hey, Curtis, woo! Eric, Jimmy, the boys.
That's right. Hanging down
at the Jack
Rhodes
Show.
Oh, yeah, the Jack Rhodes Show. Right. Always top notch. Yeah,
always top notch. That's always good.
Yeah.
I'm going to start charging him rent.
That's right. Talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Okay, buddy.
Oh, yeah, bye. Cheers.
Oh, my God. Okay. Strangle it.
Where is it? Where's
strangle
the egg?
It.
Where's the egg?
Well, I don't have much else. I got a couple of things here. One, I did notice the baseball brouhaha goes an extra inning. Was that 9-year-old kid was too good? And they
little Jericho Scott.
Yeah, little Jericho. Did you see that?
Yeah, throwing 40-mile-an-hour pitches at 9 years old, and the other parents on the other teams are like, "He's too good. Let's force him up to a higher league. It's not fair that somebody's good playing my son."
I couldn't believe it. Apparently, this 9-year-old kid is like, Satchel Paige or something. He's so good.
Yeah.
And they want to kick him off the thing because he's great. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but the Little League world champions or whatever, as we speak, are being done today. Hawaii is playing Japan or something.
Gators play Hawaii next week.
Yeah, Gators play Hawaii. Actually, this week.
Yeah,
this week.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's this week, right? But right. And you get to oogle all the girls and charge them money.
Boy, you got that right. Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. Well, Jimmy might actually make a piece of a mortgage payment here. Mm-hmm. Because he gets to park people on his lawn. Although, I don't know how many people from Hawaii are going to be driving over here. Probably not many.
Well, then,
you won't be able to fit too many boats
over
here.
They can rent a car.
That's true. I didn't thought about that. So anyway, Jericho said he was sad because there was apparently they canceled the baseball game when he showed up to pitch because they said he was going to, you know, he's like 8-0 for, you know, every time he pitches, he wins. So they said, well, they want to ban him from the game because he's too good. And then somebody else is saying, well, we need to start two leagues. One league for the winner, for the good ones, and the other one's for the losers. And they said, well, what does this got to do with self-esteem? And I can tell you, from personal experience, when I was in high school, I was on the varsity bench. I spent my whole senior football season. I think I ran up and down the field maybe five times or something. I was on, quote, the special team. it's like they have here.
I'm not on the football team.
That's it, about it. So, anyway.
No, you don't get right on Rutgers. There's a short bus over there you get to get on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Jimmy had to wear his helmet in the shower.
That's it. I was. No question about it. It's.
I got one thing over here. Scientists create exercise in a pill. What if a drug could help you gain some of the benefits of exercise without actually working up sweat? Scientists reported Thursday that there is such a drug if you happen to be a mouse. Okay, well, whatever. But apparently there's...
I'm like mostly mouse.
Well, I mean, you're a mammal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a stretched out, porked out mouse.
80% of a mouse or something?
Not quite as furry.
95.
Right?
Oh, it's at least that much. You know, yeah. Did you know that that a giraffe has the same number of vertebrae in its neck as a mouse does?
That's impossible. A giraffe is huge. Sedentary mice that took the drug for 4 weeks burned more calories and had less fat than untreated mice. And when tested on a treadmill, they could run about 44% farther and 23% longer than untreated mice. So anyways, this is kind of like an interesting thing.
Give it to me.
There's another drug. There's a secondary drug. Don't be stomping on EJ's rebuttal.
That's called cocaine.
They're killing me, man. I have a whole EJ rebuttal here that I didn't even know about.
That is a cocaine pill.
Amanda, what is that cocaine? I love this one. A secondary drug called Reversitrol.
Otherwise known as cocaine.
Made their workout much more efficient. Mice could run 68% longer, 70% further. And then they died.
And it is
exploded.
These are the same mice they were testing with cigarettes or crack.
They turn inside out and exploded.
Oh my god!
But it's okay.
But three of them melted,
which is positive. No exercise, drugs, and advanced human testing right now. But legal BS. Evans notes the drugs might prove irresistible for professional athletes who seek an illegal edge. I mean, you know, so that's a reason to keep away from the rest of us, you know? He said his team has developed...
Or from them, you know?
Right. Has developed detection tests for use by the World Anti-Doping Agency, all in capital letters. Evan says he has no financial interest in either drug or the test. Mm-hmm. people who can't exercise because of medical condition like joint pain or heart failure... Might also
lazy isn't that a condition?
Benefit from such a drug, but again, you can't exercise, whatever. Blah, blah. But Eric Hoffman of the Children's National Medical Center in Washington D.C., somewhere else you've been up there, noted that AICAR—that's one of the drugs—mimics only aerobic exercise, and not the strength training that might be more useful to bedridden people or the elderly, for example. He also cautioned that it's not clear whether the new mouse results can be reproduced in people. I'm going to caution that this might not actually
it might not work
with
for humans.
People.
You know, this is one of the things that amazes me when I was watching is the 3 o'clock. Every once in a while, I watch 3 o'clock in the morning, and the all of the weight loss things are on. Jenny Craig so much as the Nutrisystem and some of the food things, and then there's some of the exercise things. But I don't know if you've noticed this, but in very small print, it usually flashes like in one frame.
Right.
It'll say, not only does it, you always said results not typical, but now they're saying, in fact, results
totally
do not expect these results.
Right.
I mean, I'm thinking, wait a minute, you flash this thing on here, says you ain't going to get this result. And by the way, and then what they show is this total fox girl who did,
right.
You know, when she lost, you know, 80 pounds or whatever.
I don't know. She looked like a whale creature going into this thing.
Yeah, and then she's
6 weeks later.
She was missed.
It might be 8 months or whatever, but I'm saying she's the one. And of course, and she's selling this thing, and the note at the bottom says, not for you. I mean, right. You're not going to get this. You are not going to get this is basically what it says. I'm thinking, how do these guys get away with this? I mean, except for the fact that they've got the disclaimer on there. They all have it. They all, if you look at them, all of them say results not
atypical.
And then they'll, and as I say, even some of them now have added that not only are they not typical, but they're highly unusual. You are not going to get these results. You know, you're not expected to get results. I forget exactly. I think that's, do not expect these results for yourself or something along those lines. I'm laughing my ass off.
I loved a couple of EJ's responses here. He goes, with no exercise, you can take a drug and chemically mimic it. That was the quote from the thing. Great. So now I can wake up tired and sore all over. I already have a drug like that. It's called Tanqueray. I did like this. There's a girl named Goodyear, I guess. Linda Goodyear or something like that. Said exercise has such widespread benefits in the body that she doubts any one pill ever will be able to supply all of the benefits, you know.
She's a local.
For the majority of people, she said, it'd be better to exercise than to take the pill. That's
well,
it.
Duh.
Yeah, I love it. The heir to the Goodyear fortune, 28 years of formal education, 4 degrees, and 3 honorary degrees, and that's the best she can say. It's better to exercise than to take a pill. I guess there's not just enough oxygen in blue blood. That was good. I like
that. Maybe she's up too high in the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, the next thing I got here is that in Copley, Ohio, they're banning the ice cream trucks. Because
pedophiles?
Because they said they have a new law against transient vendors.
No door-to-door salesmen.
No door-to-door salespeople, so the ice cream trucks, they're included in this. But I thought it was interesting.
Well, if it saves one child.
It saves one life. That's right. We got
Pagan Hanrahan's.
That's her thing. Yeah, if it saves one life. It's, you know,
Jimmy, did you get that email I sent out with that quote from those politicians, and they said exactly that.
Did they?
Exactly that. I mean, I can't believe we obviously have not lampooned that phrase enough people still use.
I mean, you
if
could,
it
you
saves
could,
just
if it saves one child.
Not if it saves her
Well, you know,
life.
When you think about it, you know, today here in Florida, there are four mandatory seat restraints in the car. Four, depending on your age or size.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Four mandatory. I mean, these are called, when I was, a young parent, my forearm was the only restraint, and it wasn't like the highway was littered with corpses, you know, young kids all over.
But it would be today, Jimmy.
Yeah,
things are different today.
Yeah. Things are different today. Yeah, they'd be all dead. But I mean, can you imagine? There are four levels of mandatory. From
now, you have to put your child who's like 70 pounds in a car seat.
It's a special car seat. Yeah, it's not the infant one. It's not the intermediate.
No, I'm seriously. There's
you've got a small child that's 15 years old, right. And you've got a strapper
car seat.
And what is it? Then there's a 4 foot nine or something like that. Is anything under 4 foot nine or something?
Yeah,
like
I mean,
that?
It's
and then 3 foot two. Or,
I've dated two chicks under 4 foot nine. Now, what are you telling me? Are they supposed to drive in car seats?
That was Vern Trower's sister, man.
If they're minors,
she was available.
Oh, that. Yeah, what happens if they're not minors? What happens if they're, 23 years old and, 3 feet tall?
They're
dead.
They're not kids. They don't count.
They don't count. I guess that's right. Well, they said if it saves one life. So, I mean, just the whole point, I'm reminded of this Ohio community bans ice cream trucks, but here in Gainesville, we have every year we have a homecoming parade. The parade itself is like 2 or 3 miles long. That is about 2 or 3 miles of stuff. Bands, fire trucks, politicians, they're all in the thing, the floats. There's a whole ton of floats, like the Rose Bowl, whatever it is, our local version of it.
Does anybody ever do the Animal House float?
Don't remember that.
You know, the Deathmobile.
Ramming speed.
Yeah.
No, haven't seen that. But anyway, the whole thing is
this whole parade
goes at about a half a mile an hour.
Right.
And historically, one of the things you get to do is you throw candy. Right. Well, they banned that. Because they're afraid someone could get killed.
Because they're stupid.
Because they're stupid. That's right.
Well, there's like 50 kids that died every year in that parade.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I was one of them, dude.
Yeah,
I know. I was too.
I died 25 years back.
I got better.
But I'm wondering if this ice cream truck is part of that. They're afraid kids are going to get run over or get fat.
Well, see, that's what it is. You know, that's part of the thing. They're trying to crush out childhood from kids. It's a, now it's a crime to be a kid. Yeah, right.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Trying to be
so, and you know, and the thing about it is, the ice, these ice creams that these things are selling, to begin with, to be honest with you, it's poison. I mean, stuff is, there's no cream in that crap. You know, it's hardly ice, you know.
Oh,
it's some chemical.
Cream in there, little boy. That's right.
It's got a creamy center.
Now, look, they just swept this thing up because it caught it. They were just like, oh, well, oops. Okay, well, okay, no more ice cream tubs. Oh, well, bye-bye. You know, wait, if it saves one life, I mean, that's the mentality is they're just thinking, look, it really doesn't matter if we have a broad sweeping net, so long as we get what we want, which is to eliminate these transient sellers.
Right,
yeah, but see, that says it's a door-to-door
law. It was door-to-door, and it turns out the way they worded the law, it also included the ice cream trucks. They said, well,
but
shucks,
ice cream
too bad.
Trucks are street-to-street.
Right.
Again,
they had
knows?
Like they had really.
If you outlaw death, it'll save all the lives.
That's the thing I always
if it
worry.
Saves
that's,
one
you can
death,
do it, and that's what I think they ought to do.
Cremate you for dying.
I do like the that's fact that suicide's system. Against the law.
Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah, sure. And if they stop people from actually having kids, then there wouldn't be any
children to die and be harmed.
Exactly. They could nip it in the bud.
They could take care of pedophilia in one fell swoop.
Exactly. Yes.
Kill all the children. I love it.
Yep.
Hey, it's what we do for dogs and cats.
That's true.
You want to save dogs and cats alive, man? Have them neutered.
What we do is we neuter them out of the womb.
Right. And then they're saved from an awful life.
That's it.
Of being a parent.
Well, absolutely. Did you see the sexual innuendo was dropped from the Led Zeppelin song of the Olympic closing ceremony?
What?
The sexual innuendo was dropped from the Led Zeppelin song.
He did
song.
A whole lot of love, didn't he?
Yeah. And they did
so
a whole...
They didn't do the...
I don't... And a... Woo, 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 woo. Yeah, no. No, they actually changed. I'm going to give you every inch of my love, okay?
Oh, that's sexual?
To I'm going to give you every bit of my love.
Okay? Now it's digital. Okay.
Well,
digital love.
And they also changed shake for me, girl. I want to be your backdoor man.
Okay. Woo-hoo.
That was actually cut from the song completely.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you see where, of course, they had...
And Jimmy Page did play it, actually, with the
liked about this, of course, the other thing I did like was that they had 77 people, apparently, that applied for protester permits. Not one got done.
Yeah.
74 of them were withdrawn because of some... I forget. Though they're
death.
What they said was their protest, their concerns had been answered. Three of them...
It was moved.
It was answered by 762. By 51.
That's it. But I mean, I thought it was great because they had set aside two or three parks for protests.
Yeah.
And it turns out that during the entire Olympics, nobody got a permit.
Right.
I mean, I had to laugh. And of course, we're wondering. I don't know if you know this, but don't they have some places set up side here in Denver and in Minneapolis for protests?
Yeah, I was
too?
Looking at. There's actually a picture of protesters being shoved back by police in riot gear in this. Newspaper right here.
No, that doesn't happen in this country.
I'm telling you right here, I'm looking at him in the glass mask and the batons. Yeah,
wait, is this from 1968, right?
Don't tase me, bro!
Yeah, no, this is,
is this today?
Yeah.
Yep. Easy, not there.
Hey!
It looks like they've
lower,
got
lower.
Hundreds of police here. It's hard to tell.
Are you sure it's not from 1968?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's it.
Yeah, this riot gear is too modern for...
That
that's the word I want to
it
hear.
It says, on Monday, police pushed back a crowd of protesters during a Democratic National Convention in Denver on Monday.
50 protesters,
really?
300 police beating them to the ground.
Yeah, no, they do that. I mean, that makes sense.
Well, you know, you were talking about they didn't have places set up in China for them.
No, they had them set up. They had two or three parks.
No, in China.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're called prisons. Yeah, of course.
No, they actually had a park. One of the reporters went over to the park and, you know, walked around, and it was like there's grass and stuff like that. And
trees and grass and high bushes.
but no protesters.
Not even piles of ash from those poor Tibets. Just
the ones they burned up already.
Yeah, no, not
Man.
Even there. So, I'm wondering how the protests go in, are going to go in Denver,
short.
In Minneapolis.
Oh, I thought you meant China.
Yeah, no.
They're going to be painful and short.
Real short in China.
Yeah, that's about it. There's the water cannon. Yeah. So I'll tell you what's the good. But you guys talked about you know, China's Olympics, and I sent you guys some of those five embarrassing moments that China wants to forget about the Olympics. Did you read them?
Well, I saw where the little girl lip synced the other one.
Yeah. They took out the ugly Chinese kid and had her had
well,
a.
Well,
pretty...
man, that girl would stop time, dude.
She wasn't that ugly.
Oh my God, that other girl.
Oh, she had a...
dude, what's a dog? Until nah, they, I mean, until I read the caption,
they use your DNA for what not to produce humans.
I think you. I think
if
wrong.
We reverse engineer this DNA, we will find out. What actually what we need to do.
I don't think you guys would
she
be
was,
very nice.
She had a great voice, though, you know.
Yeah, she did.
Couldn't play the piano. No. She played the piano really well, but she sucked on the organ, so they took her out.
Oh, God. Hey, you know. Oh,
man.
Okay, so there were the other. That's one of the things. The other one was the fireworks that we saw broadcast through NBC to the rest of the world were these incredible images that the Chinese who invented fireworks. Yeah. Oh, it was insane. There were feet, and there were other images that were just almost three-dimensional. Those were all digitally composed and sent across the globe by NBC.
You're kidding.
Nope.
No, that's for real.
You did send me. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's best
okay,
that you
now,
not
next
read
thing you're
the
tell me nobody
you.
Landed on the moon. That was like, you know. So
nobody ever did. You got your golf ball.
Exactly. That's why the Chinese came back empty-handed and pissed off at us. So,
well, they're going to do that. You know, they're going to do that on Mythbusters.
Oh, good.
They're going to do a fake moon thing to see if they could do it.
Awesome. So, like, to generate
on,
the sort
man.
Of
what do you mean
leaping
you
in
can't do a fake
1/6
moon
gravity.
Thing.
They are going to do a fake moon show how it could be done. They're going to do that. They're going
awesome.
No, they're going to do the whole thing.
They're going to get punched out by that astronaut. Who is that?
Yeah, exactly. Buzz Aldrin.
No, they're going to do that. It's like their first opening show. They're here next week or two, whenever they start the new season.
Oh, that well,
they're
I watch.
They're going to do the whole miniature thing, and then they apparently some of the slow-mo stuff or some of the zero-G stuff, they're going to go up in that plane, you know, the
well,
zero-G.
The vomit comet, yeah.
Yeah, the vomit comet.
My favorite one was Ron Howard when he was making From the Earth to the Moon and Apollo 13, actually.
Yeah.
And he goes, I thought they had a room that they could just turn off gravity. and that's where they... I had no idea. I had to go on a fucking airplane and vomit my ass off while I'm trying to direct...
I love it. You mean they didn't have a room where they could turn off the
gravity? No, and I mean Ron Howard was highly upset that there was
so
no
funny.
He thought for sure there was a place they could just turn off gravity.
Yes, it's on Skywalker Ranch. Yeah,
no, it's easy. You can watch the making of Apollo 13
oh my
or whatever.
God, that's
he
funny.
Thought for sure.
That
man.
Is so
no
funny.
Question about it. Opie. No problem, man. Yeah, we got you.
Well, yeah, it's this room over here. That's the NG room. It says no gravity.
Yeah. It's this metal tube. You get in it? And, don't worry about it. Yeah, it's got the engines and
we'll strap
and
you in.
Yeah. It's okay. No problem, bro. Yeah, here's your camera, whatever, director thing, your little marker board. Yeah, good, man. So it's
Vomit 33.
Yeah, Vomit 33 and
action. How long does it allow you to? It only, what, about
30 seconds.
Oh, no, it's more than that.
No.
The flight's several hours, but you get a few seconds each
time. Well,
it's
a it's a parabola. It's about
I thought you get 3 or 4 minutes of weightlessness.
Yeah, on Richard Branson's airplane. on Burt Rutan's ride, on his pocket rocket. But no, you get 30 seconds, man, do the math, man. I mean, it's, you know, 34 feet per second
you
per
get
second.
Yeah, but you're coming down from 20,000 feet. I mean, it's got to be longer than 30.
Yeah, well, the wings have to stay on the airplane. That's the problem.
Oh, or you do get 3 or 4 minutes of weightlessness.
Actually, you can have as much as you want all the way to the ground.
All the way.
That's what I love. It was an 571. The guy goes, how deep does she go? Oh, she'll go all the way to the bottom.
I love the part where Ron White said, how far can this plane go on one engine?
All the way to the crash scene.
Hey, I got to mention this real quick. I just saw on Yahoo here, ICE just did a raid.
Oh, 600 people.
Looks like in Laurel, Mississippi, they just rounded up 600 plant workers suspected of being illegal.
Oh, what plants were they growing?
Yeah, right.
That's why they got him.
They were high bushes and trees and grass. If you haven't seen it, though, by the way, listener, Robin Williams' golf thing has got to be the funniest thing he's ever done in
his
whole life.
You're right, 25 seconds.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you got
I'm making this stuff up.
Okay, you're right. I'm wrong.
So let's see. What else? Warp drive going to be possible here when we figure out how to turn and the.
It's already possible. We just haven't figured out how to do it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I like. The other thing I got was a little Tesla thing here. Intel moves to free gadgets from their recharging cords. Apparently, you know, Tesla, one of his big deals was to try
Have
wireless electricity.
And Intel is saying made progress in technology could lead to wireless recharging gadgets and mark the end of power cord spaghetti behind electronic devices.
Hallelujah.
It says it increased the efficiency of a technique for wirelessly powering consumer gadgets and computers, a development that could allow a person simply to place a device on a countertop to power it, to bring consumer electronics a step closer to a world without wires. So anyways, a magnetic field to broadcast up to 60 watts of power 2 to 3 feet. And it says it can only loses 25% of the power in the transmission. So anyway, that's...
Does it pop popcorn?
Doesn't say, but I would imagine. Naked cyclist butthead with Canadian police.
Oh, it's buttered, though.
Naked cyclist.
Apparently there's a naked bike ride group up there of about 60 or 70 people that love to ride naked all the time. And
where at?
And what? Up in Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Yep. And so anyway, what they charged him is they charged him with public nudity, but he was riding around with his 3-year-old son. I'm surprised. Here in the States, of course, right away, you'd be about child abuse in 2 seconds.
Oh, L&L. That's a serious second degree.
Lewd and lascivious.
What is that? Lewd and lascivious? Yeah. I mean, can you imagine? I hate to think my children... I mean, I'd be so in jail for what I did with my kids.
Everybody will be.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be retroactive.
People don't understand. We're headed towards the Matrix for everybody. And I mean, everybody out there is taking blue pills. It's amazing. There's only a couple of us that are willing
now,
to take the red pill.
That to the listener, because that's a great analogy. Like you want government to take the red pill.
But they won't.
No,
they won't.
They want to keep forcing us.
They want everybody to take the blue pill.
Right.
And live in a dream world.
In a fantasy world.
In a cocoon and think that they actually have a life. And what they do is they supply the food and the energy for the government. But they don't do anything but just live in this cocoon. And that's all they do. They minimum intake, maximum output, energy source for...
You're living in a world of with flowers and bells and leprechauns and magic frogs with funny little hats.
That's it.
We're so already say, there,
it's
man.
The Matrix.
I just didn't get my little blue pill. I want my blue pill.
Again, a lot of people prefer the blue pill. I mean, because it is... It's a dream world.
It's just blue. I mean,
and you can, it's, it is. You can avoid reality. Takes care of you, and you don't have to do it. Don't have to think about anything.
I was talking with somebody about health care the other day, a Dem. I said something about the free market. I said, the free market doesn't guarantee you a health care.
Yeah. I want my guarantee.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I deserve a house. I deserve Medicare. I deserve a job. I deserve free money.
You know, it's your right to it.
I have a right.
I have a right to my job. I have a right to your house, but my house that you're paying for.
Yep. I don't have to produce anything.
No,
you can't expect
that.
It's my right.
I gotta have my health care.
It's in the Constitution someplace, ain't it?
Hey, man, I'm sure it was.
It's the 69th Amendment.
Oh God! And again, if you haven't listened to Counselor Curtis's explanation of how President Bush has confused the word Constitution
with constipation.
GoDemino.com, click on the promos thing. It's listed up there. That's really good.
Sorry, that was great. It does explain his constant pucker, though. I would imagine he's walks around with something very far up his bung, Julio. Maybe it's that corn cob you were talking about.
Could have been.
Already popped.
Anything else?
It's funny. I was trying to think. There was something that came through on this health care that you were just talking about. Somebody, I think maybe Mrs. Jimmy was asking me or something, and they were talking about how the Massachusetts plan was a raging success, and I was claiming that it wasn't at all a success, but there was something in the local paper here recently, and it had to do, one of the people, somebody wrote in a letter, was talking about the universal health care, and it was going to take care of everybody, and they didn't realize that most of the stuff is just not going to be taken care of at all, because there's no money for it, no matter what. I mean, no matter what, it's going to be rationing, and the rationing is quite simply to use price rationing, or somebody gets to do the rationing. Interesting enough, speaking of how the health care is going to be done, I had to go over and get my...
Poorly, I would guess.
To renew my driver's license. Now they want to take another picture. And I went and I went in there.
Well, it's in color now.
And it's no longer a sketch artist, so they actually have cameras.
That's not an actual drawing.
Well, let me tell you something. You'd think it was a sketch artist because I was over there and they were serving. They called it number 8.
Right.
Okay. And I said, and I walked in there. I said, well, how long is it going to be? And she looked around the corner. She says, well, your number, if you pick a number right now, be 92.
Wow.
So, well, no, I mean, we're talking about 4 hours to stand around. Okay. It's 100 degrees out there. Number
right.
one.
At least.
And, you know, because no room in the place.
Right.
So then she said, well, you know, you can always sign up for an appointment. The next appointment will be available September 8th. That's 2 weeks into over 2 weeks from now. Okay, fine. So I came back here and it turns out we've got, renewyourlicenseonline.org or whatever the heck it is. So I went in there. Turns out it won't, even though I gave it every piece of information about me, including my DNA strand,
right.
It said cannot find, don't know who you are. No
that's
clue.
Perfect.
And I actually, that's perfect. Actually, I like that.
You have a port for your DNA strand?
I mean,
isn't that like a doll you have in the back room?
Yeah. So what's your point?
No.
Port. I'm plugging in some DNA right now.
That's it. I'm going to go ahead and upload this here.
No, I mean, seriously, they wanted a license tag, your social security number, a
proof of insurance,
whatever. The whole deal. I filled in the whole thing and they said, no. No. Cannot get your record.
So the point is,
here's this great thing. You can go online and do all this to make the appointment now. That's right. All you can do is to go online. No, you take no test. That's to make the appointment. So you can't even get into that website. So anyway, I'm going to go over there tomorrow morning about 8 o'clock when they open up and see how many, if I can get, you know, without being for there. But my point is this, it would have been literally when I went over there to do, this is something that you have to do. You have no choice. This, like at least healthcare, you can like die. Okay.
Right.
But with your driver's license, I went to the bank the other day to cash a check and they said, this is the bank. Okay. Mm-hmm. Could we see your photo ID? So I showed it to her. She says, well, this is expired. I said, like, what do you care? You know,
right.
It's a picture of me. And she said, and she had to go ask somebody if it was okay. And fortunately, they knew me. I mean, literally, they knew who I was.
Right.
Hi, good to see you, Carol.
That's
good
the guy who sleeps out on the corner.
Yeah, that's
in
right.
front of the bank.
That's right.
Before Saturday to get his quarter so he can go out to eBay, garage sales.
That's it. But so they know me. And so anyway, I just thought it was interesting that the bank, for God's sakes, was sitting there thinking this thing was expired by like 4 days.
Right.
So I'm looking at this question.
That disqualifies you as a patron.
Right. I mean, really, don't cash the check. I'm going like, in addition to that, I still had my little swipey card from the bank. You know, the debit thing that you put through to show, well, I guess I could have stolen that. I looked like the picture on the driver, not good enough.
No.
I'm going like, if I'd been in here 4 days ago, you would have taken this thing just fine. All right, I'm done.
All right, guys.
Oh, great Rock show, out, Jimmy. Man. It's good to see you again, man.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you all for being
wonderful.
Thank you, Engineer Eric.
It's
going
to
be great.
Man, it's only 15 hours for me to mix.
Thank
I'm
you all
good.
For listening. Palatka, Florida.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
welcome.
Several from Germany
got. You know, Palatka's Gino, dude.
Oh, I was wondering. I was like, I didn't think they had computers out there.
They don't.
Oh, okay.
It's a teletype. It's one of those strings with the can on the end. But he still gets our show. It's audio.
Audio.
You know.
It goes through the stream.
Yeah. Well, you know, he wets the string down, he gets a little better reception.
He uses urine, you get the best reception if you use that high ion.
You mean the Jimmy Doan water?
Exactly. You order now, ladies and gentlemen. Get your special Jimmy Doan water. Cures all diseases.
Hey, guys, those are hanger dogs, man. They really rock ass. They're really cool.
Hey, we got Baltimore, Maryland coming in. And Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Tinley Park, Illinois,
Cedar Rapids,
St. Paul,
Minnesota.
Hey, beauty, eh?
Hey, you know, like $1.50, eh? No, don't you know?
Reno, Nevada, that's my hooker.
Oh.
Windsor, California.
El Rigo.
That's probably PJ.
Muskegon, Michigan. Stamford, Connecticut.
Wow.
Wittenbach, Switzerland.
Hey, like beauty skiing, eh?
Yep. Anything
Thanks
else? For coming. Ireland here.
Kathy Ireland.
Madrid.
Yeah.
Buenas noches.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Buenas tardes. Oh, don't forget Australia. Look at them. I love them.
Oh, that's Damien. Hey, he's all rock and roll, man.
Rock and roll.
He's put his... That's like a, some kind of language twins teach each other.
Keith, you're speaking Esperanto. Yeah, that's Philippines or something. Rizal, Philippines. Number 94.
Keep coming back.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Or come back, tell your friends, for crying out loud. Tell somebody.
Tell your enemies, I don't care.
Hell, paint your car. Put something like Jimmy Doan Show or something like that on them.
Yeah, we'll send
you some stick on a back window.
Jimmy Doan water.
Yeah, right. Cheaper than a bumper sticker. Yeah. Jimmy's too cheap to even make bumper stickers. We got nothing for you, man. I mean, actually, I think we got a couple. We probably had a couple coffee mugs, man, laying around. If you guys, if anybody wants one, let us know. We'll keep you one out. Rock out.
Good night, world.
Later.